up, Janelle?
Hey, Bronzy.
How is it going, world traveler?
It is okay for the moment.
You're on tour, literally on tour.
Yeah, I'm doing too much.
I'm trying to be like you. No, don't stop. Listen, that ain't too much. It's always good to travel.
No, it is. It is. But you gotta, you know, I'm still working in between when it's not vacation, when it's like a, you know, it's not a work trip and different time zones, and I need some rest. But
make sure you are upping your vitamin C, because these different climates be messing with your respiratory and things like that. I mean, you know all the things.
Well, yes. You sound like my doctor. Mm. Thank you.
Mm. You know, just trying to make sure, you know, keep the people healthy.
I appreciate it because, yeah, something tells me at the end of all this, either I'm going to have to sit down or my body will sit me down.
Right. That's how it be.
It's one or the other.
So you're home for a day. You just got home last night, yesterday.
Yeah.
Home today, and you fly out tomorrow morning.
I fly out tomorrow morning. Yes.
Was it like an 18-hour flight you have?
Something like that. Yeah. Ooh. It's not a direct flight. I wish you could see the dogs under there playing. It is hilarious. Sorry.
And Amadi's trying to tell them to stop.
But yeah, I don't know how long the flight is. It's not a direct flight, though. I have to fly to Seattle, and it's like direct from Seattle. There's not many direct flights anywhere out of Portland. So.
Got it. Go figure. But Seattle's not. That don't count. I don't count that as layover.
True, I guess. It's like an hour flight. It's not crazy.
You could have just drove to Seattle. And
no,
then...
thank you. No. Your job is paying for the flight. I'm going to fly.
Touche.
How about you? Good. What's up with you?
I'm good. I've been living my best life these last 2 weeks because I did quit my job, which it was just time to do. And... So I have been like owning my time, which I've taken 2 weeks to just do that totally. Mm-hmm. So I've been going to the gym, playing tennis, working on music,
all the things, you I know, love it.
Being able to engulf in the things that make me who I am. So that's been fun. That's been a different change of pace. So I feel so much lighter at this point.
I can sense it on you.
It's giving, I needed that.
It's giving light.
I needed that. I needed to give light. But yeah, that clock app was tearing me out, tearing me up, y'all. But here we are. And thus, I chose myself. So here's the thing. The funny thing is a lot of people have been saying, oh my God, I'm so proud of you. I'm so proud of you. You chose yourself, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Uh-huh. And I'm like, that's easy to say till these bills start staring me in my face. Yeah, and I'm like, where's like, all these prouds now? I chose myself. Exactly. But yeah, it's all good. I'm really happy that I did make that decision. Ultimately, whatever's next will be next. But just taking a beat to kind of like figure that out.
Yep.
That's how I am.
Good. Well, here we are.
I'm excited to be here chatting with you. Thank you for squeezing me in to your,
anytime. I can make time for you. Anyone else? I don't know. Let's see if we can get you on the schedule. Calendar.
Oh my God. I'm so glad. Episode 52. Here we are. Are you ready to hop into... with your black ads above the fold?
Let's do it.
Let's go.
All right. So I don't know if you saw, but a kid from Portland now has a collab with New Balance. He has a sneaker. Amine is who I'm speaking of, if you are not familiar. But Amine got a collab with New Balance. He's having a pretty big moment right now, right? Coming off the album with K. Trinata and... mm-hmm. The whole nine. So shout out to him.
Isn't that album Katramine? Yeah, Katramine.
Yeah, it's just like the merging of their two names. But
have you listened to the album?
I did. It's really good.
I have not listened to it yet, but it is on my list.
Yes, you know, something for the girls, something for the summertime to party to, as Saweetie would say.
Okay, so everybody's doing a summertime album. I mean, it makes sense.
I mean, it's also K. Trinata.
Party, summer party album. Yeah. Well, Janelle Monáe also did one.
Yeah.
Have you listened to hers?
I have not yet. Is it good?
Not to derail. I haven't listened either.
Okay. Well, I'll
she's not as high up on my list, but I'm going to get there.
I'll get there, yes. but yeah, Aminé has a shoe, a New Balance sneaker coming out. I think some of like the product shots have dropped. Yeah, shout out to him. I mean, I think a kid from Portland would have been a better story if it were like, you know, Nike, maybe. But, you know, it is what it is.
But you can't say that.
What do you mean? Why can't I say that?
It would have been. It would have been. Yeah, I mean, is that, are you saying that because Nike is headquartered in Portland?
Yeah, because Nike is a Portland based.
Or just because of the brand?
No, no, no. Because Nike is Portland based. I just thought it would have been cool. Not many people. There aren't many, like, to my knowledge, big people out of Portland that they would collab with in the first place. So it would have been
that
cool.
That is very true. Yeah. That would have been cool. I am appreciating these, like the sneaker brands, and their collabs with music artists, which we'll talk about another one shortly. But yeah, I like it. The sneaker also looks very Portland, like, which is funny.
Yeah. It also, like, remember his first, what was it? His first, like, big single, Caroline, and it had, they had, like, a whole bunch of banana. I don't know much about, like, his personal brand, if, like, bananas plays a big role in it. But this is definitely, like, I mean, even in the out-of-home and the, the like, marketing around it has been banana-focused, and the shoe looks like a banana, you know, color-wise.
Yeah, but we need to look into that. I'm sure it has something to do with something. We just don't follow that closely. But if y'all know, let me know. Tweet, I see the banana.
Yeah, like in that I'm pretty sure his first single in the video was like a whole bunch of bananas. They were riding around in the car with a whole bunch of bananas. I don't know why. I don't remember why. But I'm pretty sure this is a carryover from like the very beginning of his career.
I wonder why. Club Banana is also, I don't know. Let's look into that.
But yeah, but to your point, like these sneaker brands are doing a lot of collabs with musicians and stuff. But we've talked a lot about like New Balance and, you know, you got like Joe Fresh Goods over there and a couple other people. They seem to be really focused on their collaborations and that side of the business. So shout out to them.
It does seem like New Balance over the last couple of years, I don't want to put a time frame on it, but I'm going to just say 5 years, they've been a lot more intentional with kind of like who they're speaking to and what they're doing with their marketing. Before, I feel like obviously there were a couple of sneaks that we would wear, you know, as part of the culture, especially those, the DC heads, Howard, I know you were around all that. But it seems like they've been intentionally leaning into the culture a bit more and not just branding themselves as like a leisure or everyday running shoe or whomever they kind of like position themselves to be. But they're more embedded in the culture and like even the collabs that they're choosing to go after.
Yeah, I don't think, you know, they had a choice, right? Like when you talk about like cultural cachet around sneakers, there were, up until fairly recently, like two companies that really led the charge, Nike and Adidas. I don't know what they're doing these days, but you know, like I think now companies like New Balance and even ASICS to some degree are a part of that conversation a lot more. And another brand that I'm seeing a lot more recently, and apparently I've been mispronouncing it my whole life, but I'm from Miami. We say Saucony, but apparently it's Saucony. I will not.
I've always said Saucony as well. Yeah. It's going to be Saucony. Who told you were pronouncing it wrong? Is this valid?
Somebody who worked there.
Okay. All right. So it's Saucony.
Yeah. And I looked him dead in the face and said, I don't care.
You would.
I was like, what they got to do with me?
But wait, what about them now? They're still around?
Exactly. I've been seeing a lot more of them around and like, a couple of collaborations and things, and it's very much in the vein, like aesthetically, as what you see from an ASICS or some of like the New Balance stuff. But yeah, I've been seeing a lot more of them recently, and I'm like, wait a minute, what's going on here?
I think you made a good point where it's like, I don't know if they had a choice. when you look at the overall landscape, like we do drive the culture, and they have to lean into the culture in order to continue to progress. Otherwise, it'll become a stale brand. But yeah, I like this collab. I think it makes sense. I do agree with you. If it was Nike, because Nike is Portland based, it might have had a better story. I also like the spot that was posted on Twitter where they're looking up at the billboard and it's like, is this going to work? We'll obviously drop it in here. But yeah, cool.
Cool. Well, sticking with New Balance, you just showed me this spot today with Coco Gauff and Sydney McLachlan.
Yes.
It's called We Got Now.
Yeah, so I guess the campaign is We Got Now, where they took two of their top female athletes, Coco Gauff and Sydney McLachlan. Coco, obviously, for those that don't know, she's a tennis professional. And then Sydney is a track and field athlete. What's her event? She's been running a little bit of everything.
She's a 400-meter hurdler, but rumor is that she's going to try to break that 400 open record this year, but she's a 400 meter hurdles are her specialty.
Yeah. So the spot, I think, just thought it was cool that they brought two athletes from two different sports together. It's a really, really quick spot. They're on the tennis court, then they're transitioning with like cool transitions to them running. It's literally like a 15-20 second spot. It's like, can we come together? We got now. So it's a nice spot. It was just good to see two black females on the screen for a big brand in this way coming together. So I thought we should talk about it. And the fact that we talked about New Balance, let's mention it.
Yeah. Yeah, it was a cute spot. It's interesting to me. I look back at like how Nike uses someone like a Naomi Osaka, not only for the athletic gear and like shoes and performance, I should say, performance side of business, but also like the lifestyle side of things as well. Like she was doing a lot of modeling for Virgil stuff and you know what I mean? Like in that in between space. So I would love to see more of that for like a Coco and a Sydney. Cause right now I feel like a lot of the way brands just in general use them is for that performance side of things. And obviously that makes sense. You need to kind of like cover off on that first, but I would like to see them in more lifestyle, more, you know, that broadens their appeal in like what they could possibly, what other brands and what other avenues they could possibly go down to.
That's true. Also, they kind of gave, from a general statement, that makes sense. But I was going to say, Naomi, didn't they give her like her own lifestyle line?
Doesn't
she have that with Nike? I think she does.
Naomi. Yes. I'm sorry. I thought you said Coco with New Balance.
Yeah, I think Coco has her own sneakers with New Balance. But I think that's about it. But yeah, that's a good point.
Cool. Well, sticking in the collab space, as you kind of alluded to earlier, it's kind of crazy that this is just now happening, but like Teyana Taylor finally has a Jordan. I feel like I saw a clip at least 7 to 10 years ago of her basically like running down on Michael Jordan, like, give me a shoe. It was like they were in an elevator at some event, and she and like her friends recorded it. But she basically like ran down on him and was like, yo, I'm your biggest fan. Like, I'm out here doing X, Y, and Z. I don't have a shoe. And I think at the time, the only woman who had a Jordan at the time might have been Vashti. It was even before like the Aleli May stuff and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And so, I mean, I'm glad it finally happened. It was like bound to happen, right?
I did not know that. I know that she had been wanting one for a while, but I didn't know she went to those lengths.
Yeah. I mean, I don't think she like stalked him and found him. I think she happened to be at an event with him and happened to be in an elevator and was like, I'm going to shoot my shot. But
one thing Teyana Taylor is going to do is shoot her shot.
Yes.
And she's talked about that openly.
Yeah. And it's been working for her lately. So the first thing we saw with the shoes, I think, the first time I saw the shoes, they were delivered to, it was like a seating kit delivered to Lil Wayne, I want to say. And the way it was presented, it was given very much like Beauty and the Beast, like the rose in the in the glass situation. And then I think DJ Khaled and maybe Fab had received their shoes.
Yeah, I saw DJ Khaled's.
Yeah, then the spot was recently released, like this past week, featuring like Jalen Hurts as her kind of love interest, and her going to they had more of a Cinderella spin to this one, mm-hmm. where she's like going to the sneaker ball in her kicks, very like all black but Victorian inspired. It was cute.
DJ Khaled was the fairy godfather.
Yes, yes. With and all of his catchphrases, right?
All of them. All of them. Don't play yourself. And
didn't it sound like he was reading right off of like a cue card? Like he was like looking this way and be like, another one.
You the stylist. Don't play yourself. And Jalen Hurts also made an appearance in that spot.
Yeah. As
go Eagles.
Yes. Yes. Go Eagles. Go Jalen.
Go Jalen as well.
Yeah. Go Jalen's face.
But we also have to talk about, didn't she creative direct this spot as well?
Probably.
Her company creative directed this.
I mean, she's also a director.
Like, I don't even want to, we can't even call it a spot. Yes, she's a director.
What she calls herself, Spike T, when she's, you know, in the director's Spike chair.
Yes. She was director. Her company, what is it, Aunties?
Yeah, the Aunties.
The Aunties was the creative agency for the spot. Mm-hmm. So we just have to pause and give Teyana Taylor her tints. And the industry, from her musical standpoint and like how she speaks to it, has not done so. And I think in large part that has been the reason for such transition that we've seen. Mm-hmm. When she was like, you know, this is my last album, my last tour. And then, you know, the expectation was like, okay, where does she go from here? I always knew she's a creative person. She has that creative prowess.
Mm-hmm. But she was going to find her niche.
I didn't think she was just going to be sitting on her hands and we wasn't going to hear from her and that was going to be it.
True.
But to see what she's done, even just in this last year, between the film, 1,000, 10,000, 12,000, 1,001.
We still cannot get that number right.
The film, which she did amazing in, to, you know, the Aunties and her creative directing, which we talked about before, and we're going to talk about some more, to now this spot. She just continues to say, like, look, y'all, I've been doing this, but now I'm doing it outside of my own music. Mm-hmm. And y'all going to realize. And people are realizing. Like, people are giving her tens. And it's been a long time coming. But,
Yeah,
I love this spot. The spot was beautiful. It was beautifully shot. And I love how it was shot and centered around this sneaker release and all part of the story.
Yeah. And I also love that, like, again, something that we talked a lot about with, like, New Balance as of late with, like, their collabs with Joe Fresh Good. Like, you can tell when a collaboration is a true collaboration and that person is like invested in it versus just slapping their name on. It's just like, I'm going to give you the very bare minimum. Like, what am I contractually obligated to do? Because some of the people that were featured, you know, like the Jalen Hurts or even in the like ballroom scene and stuff, mm-hmm. like Jordan isn't pulling those people in the room. That's Teyana Taylor leaning on her contacts. Right. You know what I mean?
Right.
Yeah, so it's just like, and for her to be able to shoot it, to creative direct it, or whatever role she played on it, like to played in it, you can tell that it wasn't it's a deeper collaboration, and unfortunately, you don't see those all too often these days because you know, everything is like, well, how many posts, and that's going to be an extra 50K, you know what I mean?
Right.
And it's like, well, damn, this your shoe. Like, you want to do anything related to it?
Right. Like, you can just see the difference and you can see the actual buy-in and skin in the game. But again, it goes to say when you are able to collaborate and it's meaningful and there's like a through line, there's a POV, it makes sense. You had this individual, Teyana, that has been wanting this line and she's a creative herself. As we talked about before all the time as well, is when someone is able to bring their own personal brand to a collaboration and you see that come forward, like even in the way that the seating kit for the shoe. I know that she had so much to do with that. if that wasn't Nike, that wasn't Jordan, the Jordan brand saying like, oh, this is what the seeding kit is going to be. I highly doubt it. I don't want to say it wasn't.
Yeah, I was going to say maybe.
Right.
I'm sure they presented but some I'm ideas. Sure. She had some input. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Somehow there was a collaboration. It wasn't just like she was like, oh, this is what I got to do. Cool.
Yeah.
In the design of the shoe itself. But yeah, Tiana, I love it. I love the spot.
Yeah.
As soon as you dropped it, sent it to me, I watched it and was like, yeah, this is how you do this.
Yeah, I saw you. I saw you post it on stories. So I was like, oh, he's impressed.
Yeah.
But sticking with Tiana Taylor and her other endeavors, similar to what she did for Lotto for Coachella, she has recently done for Summer Walker in her Atlanta show or shows for this like latest
show. One Night Only.
Oh, One Night Only. Sorry. For the recent Clear 2 EP. And then for Lola Brooke for Summer Jam. So she's out here, you know, has her choreography hat on, which she's, you know, she's done a lot of. She very early in her career was choreographing for Beyonce and stuff. So
I saw the clips that Tiana Taylor was posting on her IG. I saw her rehearsal and rehearsing with Summer Walker and like just getting Summer in. And I love.
Good. No shade. We all know that Summer needed a little.
Janelle, I was trying to figure out the
little,
words.
She needed a little inspiration, a little boost, if you will. That's it. Am I wrong?
Yes. No.
Okay.
That's exactly what I was going to say. Sidebar. Did you see Summer Walker post the clip when she was saying, or she was responding to people that were saying, like, why don't you do all that when you be performing?
And then
she started singing whatever songs and like
the slow songs and twerking. She was like, I look crazy, right?
I look crazy, right? And I'm like, that's extreme. No one's asking you to do all of that.
No one's asking you to do all that. We just want you to look like you want to be there.
You
want
to be there. You want to perform. You want to entertain us. But from the looks of it and from the reviews, it looks like her concert, the One Night Only, went over really, really well with the arrangement, with the creative direction and all of that. From the clips I saw, I was like, oh, wow. One thing Summer is going to do is have her mic on. So that obviously was the case.
Yeah.
But the look, the feel, the performance was all there. And I think a lot of that was due in part to Tiana.
Yeah.
And then I also saw her at the Lola Brooke performance, and she was in the audience like, get that shit, do that. And I was like, yes, you better hype her because she's doing your choreo.
Yeah, I saw a clip of her after her performance, and like Lola came up to her and like jumped on her and hugged her. That girl is tiny, okay?
Yeah, she is. She is.
Yeah, just had to call that out. But yeah, so she like ran and like jumped in her arms. But she's doing a great job. I can't wait to see who's next, you know?
Right.
So
moving on.
Moving right along. Something that you sent to me not too long ago. Apparently John Legend got a lot going on, right? So he has a social spot, it looks like, with Etsy talking about DIY creators or independent makers or something of that nature on Etsy. I've watched the spot, but I don't remember.
Yes, that's exactly what it is.
Okay.
is this hold on. I want to get it right.
Okay. Because there was two things you sent me. There was this partnership.
Yes. So it's the Etsy creator collab.
Okay.
And it's symbolic of symphony of the musician's personal taste and the skilled craftsmanship of 11 Etsy sellers from across the world. So it looks like he has joined up with what they call the makers, who are the Black creators and underrepresented sellers, and kind of like found these items that he really enjoyed and then built the collection with those designs. So I don't know why they chose John.
I mean, I take it he I don't know.
It doesn't matter. What matters is, you know, he took the baton and connected with the creators, and they turned a vision into a tangible reality. So you can see all of these items online on Etsy. I think they're still available for purchase, but that's the collab that's happening there, which I'm like, great, awesome.
And what are some of these items? Let's see here. We have a $3,000 record player stand. Okay. What else we got here?
You have a shirt.
Huh.
A printed linen shirt.
Okay, we
got $95. You have a modern dog bed.
Well, what is this thing? $1,500 wall hanging.
Yeah, I don't see anything. Is that a photo of him? Oh, that's this little
thing in the background? Interesting.
Crocheted.
Yeah, it's low in stock. Only five left. Like macrame. Seven parts.
Oh, wow.
Interesting.
So somebody ain't getting it.
And then he has
a $650 bowl.
Okay, and a $90 pillow cover. Okay.
Some mugs, you know, some ceramics, things of that sort.
Interesting. I still don't know why they picked him. But I guess there's no reason not to pick him either.
Right. It's just, I don't remember when I was talking about.
We both just like, okay, I guess.
You remember when I was talking about when it makes sense and it feels like there's a POV and there's a story? This is one of those cases where I don't feel like that's the case, but I'm also not mad at it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I'm like,
it's just like,
it just makes me say, I guess, you know?
Yeah, I'm not running down to Etsy because John Legend is the collaborator of it. But he also just launched, this might have been earlier this year, a new skincare line. And that I'm also like, I guess, about much to the reason and the point that I was making last episode about these things continuing to pop up.
Yeah.
It's like an artist making the same song over and over again.
Yeah.
Why? There's other avenues besides skincare and hair care.
Yeah.
And I think it really has everybody in a chokehold.
Right. And it has to make sense, right? So like, yes, Pharrell has a skincare line, but everybody talks about Pharrell's skin and how he looks super young and all this kind of stuff. So it made sense for him to have a skincare line. Again, like, I don't think anyone has ever just asked, like, what is John Legend's skincare routine? You know, like, does he have good skin? Maybe. I never thought about it, you know? So, like, maybe it's something a friend or his friend group said in passing or, you know, like, people around him. But I'm like, I don't see the correlation. I don't see the connection. But good luck to that man. I don't know.
Yeah. They're doing so much around it, like, pushing it in promotional. Well, at least on their social.
Where did you see it? How did you come across it?
I saw it on the Naked Beauty podcast.
Okay.
And he was a guest, made a guest appearance on there. So that's where I knew that he had a skincare line. Then it took me to go and view it. And I'm like, I never really knew. I didn't know that he had one. Mm-hmm. And then when I found out he had one, I'm like, does this make sense? I never really thought about it making sense.
Yeah.
We have enough of these. And that's what spiraled me into this whole conversation.
Yeah. Interesting. Has he put out any music lately?
He put out an album last year.
Okay. If you say so. I'm sure it was great. It was lovely. I'm sure it was Grammy nominated. All the things.
Yep. Yep, all the things it was.
Well, the last thing.
Unbeknownst
to me, you know. I'll leave that one there. Last item on the agenda, we could not get out of here without talking about what has had everybody riled up over the past week or so. These Apple Vision Pro goggle situations. So it was announced at, what is that thing called again that Apple does? You know, the big day where they show all their new gadgets. And
yes,
they showed a pair of $3,500 $100 augmented reality goggles that will be coming out. It was giving Oculus a bit. I guess Oculus is more VR. These seem to be more AR focused. Maybe, maybe not. No? But you think it's just a competitor of Oculus?
Yeah.
Okay. What were your thoughts?
I am intrigued. One, I will say that. $3,500
is... Yeah. No, I'm going to have to go to the Apple store and just play with them there.
For a new product that no one knows anything about, and then like the vast market of who you're marketing it to, how often are they going to be using it? You know what I mean? Yeah. Like $3,500 is a tall ask for something that you'll use occasionally. I've used the Oculus V1. Mm-hmm. I haven't used Apple Vision Pro, but I will say that Apple Vision Pro by far elevates the experience of the Oculus. Now,
how do you know that?
There is also a new, just from what I've seen and how they talk about, like the eye traction that it has, the Oculus doesn't have okay. that. Being able to, like, the way that it's the user interface is kind of like designed, and you can just pinch whatever you're looking at and that's how you click it. Or you look at the search bar and you can start speaking and then it just types what you're saying because mm-hmm. it knows that you want to search something. That sort of UI and the way that it works in that way blows the Oculus out of the water. But I don't know what there's a new Oculus, not called Oculus, and I'm not sure what it's called. It's also coming to market. I don't know what technology is in that, but I'm sure that it kind of like is more on par with what Apple is doing. Yeah. Obviously, Apple has always been a hardware company. It's also a software company. But I can trust Apple a bit more with hardware than I can a Meta. Mm-hmm. Meta is new to developing and putting out hardware, and they have a couple of products that, you know, to say Apple is a competitor.
Yeah.
When it comes to hardware, it's like a stretch for me. I'm going to go buy an iPad before I buy a Portal. You know what I mean?
I was like, cool.
Things of that sort. What? So I kind of trust Apple. You know, I'm going to trust Apple a bit more. I do think that this is going to do well. Mm-hmm. I think people are just really interested. And, you know, people like to flex anyway. Yeah. But from what I've seen, it seems like it's a really good product.
Maybe. I had two questions, though. Because I watched a couple of questions. I watched a couple of different... I watched one spot, I guess, that they showed when they introduced it. And they showed people mm-hmm. FaceTiming with it on. What does the other person see if I'm wearing goggles? Are they just staring in my eyeballs? Like, I understand you can see them because they're holding a phone in their hand, but what do they see back?
That I don't know.
And then the other thing that I saw...
You probably can set to it to either have like... I don't know. I don't want to speculate. But I know with the Oculus, you could have an emoji or whomever. That would be what's appearing. But that's not... Like, I don't want to FaceTime. That's given Metaverse.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know what this would show.
Interesting.
In that case.
The other thing, though, that I thought was weird in that spot was, like... I think it was, like, a man celebrating his daughter's birthday or something like that. It was, like, some celebratory moment between, like... this man and like a young child, and he had the goggles on. And I'm like, in that moment, singing happy birthday to your like 5-year-old daughter, are you really gonna have this thing on your face?
Wait, I have to see that.
That was so weird to me. And I was like, okay, time out. Now this, I'm not a fan of. But, you know, I think obviously there's been a lot of comparison to Oculus and whatever, but like, let's not forget about Google Glass and, you know, the real innovator in the space very, very early on. And they weren't as invasive looking.
But what did those do?
I think it was augmented reality. You know, it was like overlaid on stuff and you could say like, you could nod your head or say like, I don't know what they did. I never tried them, but I just remember the SNL skit about them. And I remember seeing a couple people, maybe a handful of people, walking around the streets in New York with them.
Oh, I never saw them. I heard of them and I heard about them, but I never actually physically saw them. wasn't it supposed to be where you kind of like can look at something and then it searches or whatever, something like that?
Yeah, and you could talk to it too, I think, and you could take pictures and stuff with it.
I have the Facebook Ray-Bans where you can like,
oh yeah,
just start recording. Yeah. Ask me how many times I've used them.
Snapchat had something similar, right? The spectacle, these big old look like the minions from the Spickle movie. Yes. Or something.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. This Vision Pro.
We have a lot of way to go in the wearables department.
This is what I need to happen before I get really excited about it. I need to put them on and feel like I'm sitting courtside.
So isn't that supposed to be able to happen with Oculus? I feel like everybody who tries to sell me an Oculus is like, oh, you could sit in the arena. No? Okay.
I haven't experienced it. Maybe that's the vision. That's what I be hearing too, but I haven't experienced that yet. Or I put them on and I'm like,
Oculus at least given people legs at this point? Do you at least have legs?
I don't know. I haven't used the Oculus in I don't know how long. That's what I'm saying. Okay. Like, these products are cool, but like realistically, how often? I know some people do use them. Is the metaverse still a thing? Are people still going into the metaverse?
I don't know.
On a regular basis?
I never knew anybody who was going in there to begin with, so I don't have anybody to ask.
You ain't never went in the metaverse?
No, I have never been in the metaverse. I got enough trouble managing my life in this world, okay? I don't need two different worlds to try to navigate. I'm good.
Are you okay? So let's put this on record. Janelle, are you getting the Apple Vision Pro? Are you getting them?
No.
Are they on your list?
I'm not paying $3,500 for some metaverse goggles. No, I'm not doing that. I'll try them out at the Apple store. I'll use somebody else's. I'll take them as a gift if anybody is so gracious out there. But no, I'm not.
How about Apple? You just send us the first test.
Exactly. And like the first, you know, first iteration. What are they, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. There's always some kinks.
Yeah.
Interesting.
But did you look up the spot though? Did you look up the thing I was telling you about and saw the guy?
I didn't see the spot. You have to send it to me.
We're going to have to find it and put it in. But yeah, I thought that was kind of, that was kind of nuts to sit there and like blowing out candles with this little kid and you got these goggles on. And I guess it was supposed to be like him capturing the moment, but I'm like, but think about what the other people see.
Right.
Can you imagine a kid like, Dad, can you take the goggles off and just like sing be happy here? Birthday? Damn.
Oh my God. Yeah, we have to look up that spot. I don't see it and I don't want to be over here searching for it. Yeah, that is weird. But cool. Go Apple. I know what I would rather do is put that $3,500 into Apple stock, because that has been growing year over year like crazy, and I don't see that slowing down at all.
Yeah. I can think of some other things to do with the $3,500, but, you know.
Janelle, we're trying to be smart and build generational right. wealth and exactly. all the things. And
the things.
Not be flued out. Although, that wouldn't be a bad idea either.
Yeah. Getting flued out, not flying myself out. No. That costs money.
Getting flued out. Flew me out. All right. That wraps up Above the Fold for this week. Are we on to Guess That Spokesperson?
We are. Uh-oh. I don't like how excited you sound.
I was just asking a simple question. Literally, that's it.
Yes. Yes. Some tell me you are very confident with your clues and spokesperson.
All right. Are you ready?
I am ready, I guess.
All right. This should be easy. I think it's fairly easy. Because when okay. I give you the brand, which is Modelo.
Okay.
All right. And here are the hints for the spokesperson. Come on now. I got you. He has released 4 studio albums.
Okay.
And his first album charted in the Billboard Top 200. Okay. Mm-hmm. His lucky number is 7. And he is a 7-time NBA All-Star. 14, 15, 18, 19, 20, 21, and 23.
Say that again. 14.
15.
Mm-hmm.
2018 through 2021 and 2023.
Say the other two hints again. He has 4 studio albums.
And his first album charted in the top 200. Billboard top 200.
Okay. And the second hint was? Wait, how many hints did you give me?
That's 2.
Oh, okay. I thought you gave all 3. Okay.
Got it. I'm trying to figure out how I want to phrase this. There's something about the letter O that he likes. It's his lucky letter, so to speak, for his basketball journey growing up in Oakland and where he played in college.
Okay. Is this person the star of the Portland Trailblazers?
Yes.
Is it Damian Lillard?
I told you I got you.
Yes, that was good. Thank you. Thank you for not going too hard on me.
I mean, I didn't pull a U on you.
You kind of, yeah.
Once I could have.
Now stop, because the last couple ones have been, don't
wait,
do that.
Wait.
Don't do that. The last couple ones have been fairly easy to get, but no, this was a good one. I didn't know he did a spot with Modelo.
Yeah, it's a pretty big spot. If he didn't pay attention to, or if he listened to people that told him whatever, we'll put it in here. You'll see it.
Okay. Yeah, I got to turn my ad blocker off.
I've seen it a million times. Well, you don't watch TV.
It is so funny.
That also does it.
Exactly. It's so funny. My parents are always, because they know I work in advertising. So they're like, did you see this commercial? Did you see that commercial? I'm like, bro, no.
I didn't. What commercial? Who? Yeah. But it's a pretty cool spot. All right. Going with your black ads, or that ain't it. Who you got this week?
Ooh. Going with your black ads, I'm going to give to Teyana Taylor and her doing all the things. That ain't it. I mean, this wasn't an egregious week. You know what I mean? But I'm going to have to say John Legend and... all his things, I'm just like, I guess, maybe it's working for you. Maybe.
Yeah, I have to agree. Retweet. Literally retweet. I have nothing else to say. Straightforward.
I'm like, now watch me come back here and we find out like it was like the most successful collab in Etsy history, and like his skincare line is sold out everywhere,
And I people mean, have I, always I talked about his skin. This is something right. that like we totally miss.
Right. I would love that for him. I just don't see it.
Yeah, go ahead and fact check us if we are wrong about any of it. Let
or
us
if
know.
Any of you all have used the skincare, let us know. How does it
Yeah, let
up?
Me know. Seriously, it's fairly relatively affordable, which I was surprised by.
Why were you surprised by that?
I don't know. I just feel like most skincare lines with celebrities, they try to have it at like an elevated market segment.
Okay.
But it's like, $10 for face wash or something like that.
I don't even know if I trust a $10 face wash. Hold on. In this?
Yes, so the Loved One, that's what it's called, by John Legend. Face and Body Wash is $9.97. That wraps up this week's episode, right?
It does.
With that. As always, follow us wherever you listen to your podcasts. Make sure you subscribe. Follow us on Instagram. That's where we are. Visit the website, whatyourblackads.com. And tap in. If you see anything out here in these streets that you think we would be interested in, let us know. Give us a holla in our DMs. Until next time.
Bye.
See y'all. Bye.
That's what the fuck I'm talking about. God damn. That's what I'm talking about. It was so black ass. It was black.